my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know. Please don't make any sudden moves. You don't know the half of the abuse. All my friends are heathens, take it slow.
Welcome everybody to a special episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, where we're about to review Suicide Squad, which we got a chance to see early this week, one of the most highly anticipated movies this year. This is going to be a spoilerific, that's right, spoilers galore. So if you haven't seen the movie and you want to go in there pretty clean, I suggest you turn this off now, catch the movie, and come back and put us on after the fact. If you guys don't care, well, welcome it. You can always catch my spoiler-free review on YouTube. Be part of the thousands who have watched my review. And my partner here is very happy to hear that.
Yeah, we'll get, emphatic.
we won't get into that on the show. But there's a story behind it, believe me. But either way, so we'll get into it. We'll talk about things that we like, didn't like, get our opinions as far as anything done from the acting to the character, the story, and whatnot. So, of course, joining me is our very special technical producer who continues to do a fantastic job for us here at the Romentor Studios. The man himself, the Spaniard, the host of The Foreign Corner, in a brand new show. You can catch that on the podcast channel. Mr. George, how you doing, big guy? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Doing good, man. You ready to talk to the Suicide Squad?
You got it. Let's go. Let's tackle it.
All right. It's interesting because I got to give DC credit, man. And I know they're not doing this intentionally, but they're a magnet for just controversy in terms of what the movies brought to the table. Like it or not, this movie's getting killed in Rotten Tomatoes, obviously. I think 20-some percent.
Yeah, it was 27% last time I checked.
Yeah, I think it's just about what Batman v Superman did. So, but people are talking about it. You know, bad press is good press, as they say. And
yeah,
DC,
I guess so.
Yeah, and DC is, I don't know what it is. And they keep screwing things up and they keep meddling. We'll get into that in a minute because I learned some things after I saw this movie, which kind of...
Yeah, I think I know what you're referring to.
Yeah, a lot of things that I read online that surfaced after the movie was released and all the controversy with the bad reviews and all that good stuff. But we'll get into that. So let's start off here, George. We're going to start off just briefly, just what you like it, didn't like the movie. What were your initial thoughts? And keep it brief.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I enjoyed the movie. You know, I think based on Batman v Superman, we had that the bar was, you know, we had the expectation, but we were like a little bit, wary about the fact, you know, like we're not like, okay, let's make sure, you know, that we go in with an even keel here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, so that's, I think it was about that, you know, like I thought it was going to be good, but I didn't was like, oh my God, it's great. You know, so like I was more than impressed. I was entertained, to say the least.
Okay, I agree with you. I like the movie. In my review, it's not the greatest movie of all time. Of course, it didn't blow me away.
Yeah.
But it was really entertaining, a lot of fun for different reasons. And it's not a perfect movie, and I'll dive into it. And I've had more time to kind of think about it.
Yeah, I did that too also. After I kind of analyzed it a little bit, yeah, I kind of saw that I had a couple of flaws, but I was still entertained.
There were issues. There were definitely issues. It's not a great film, quote unquote. But it's a fun, entertaining movie. And I think online, it's funny because people, it's just so divisive. Being looking at some of the comments that have gone online and all that, people just either with it or against it almost, you know. And you have this whole DC / Marvel rivalry, if you will. It's kind of ridiculous. But overall, it was okay. I think that there's a way where, unlike Batman v Superman, I think people are going to be more entertained than they were.
Definitely.
I don't think it's as good as Batman v Superman as a film. Not that Batman v Superman is a great movie. The extended version is much better,
but it's
a more entertaining film. I think audiences will kind of cling to that a little bit more and get more repeat viewings as opposed to Batman v Superman. Because that movie dropped after the first weekend, you know, had a great opening and it sunk.
I hope that doesn't happen with this one.
It may or may not, who knows? Some people may be turned off because of the Rotten Tomatoes and there's all this controversy. People want to ban it. It's ridiculous. And actually, we're gonna get in a good conversation about the next podcast that we do coming up early next week. But either way, so George, let's start with the good things. Obviously, overall, I liked it, so did I. What were some of the things standouts for you as far as getting into specifics?
See, what I liked, there were three characters in particular that I thought they were a little bit better than I thought. Like, for example, Will Smith. I mean, to me, you know, after a concussion, you know, he left a lot to be desired. You know, we were all, you know, worried that, you know, Suicide Squad was going to be real bad. But, you know, he did a great, fantastic job with this performance, at least, you know, and I forgot that you know, he was the Fresh Prince at one point. You know, so that I actually thought that he was a character. You know, like he did a good job. Margot Robbie did an excellent job with Harley Quinn. I think she took the role, and I was surprised by the guy who played Diablo. You know,
Yes. Yeah, I forgot his name, but yes, I'm talking
about. Yeah, he was in a series before that was called Gang Related.
Okay.
And then that was one season, it got canceled. But, you know, he was playing the brother, and he did a great job on that. You know, so the fact that, you know, he was already in that movie, and he's done some other movies, you know, so I was surprised by his portrayal of the movie, and I was surprised. There were a couple that took me away. What about you?
I agree as far as performances wise. I mean, Will Smith, I don't like Will Smith. I mean, I like him as, you know.
Yeah, I think he was in your band list or something.
Yeah, at one point, because he makes bad movies, and he's not a terrible actor, but whatever. And I was afraid, I mentioned in my review, that he was going to monopolize the movie, he's going to be all about Will Smith and whatever. He is the biggest star, let's be honest, and there's nothing wrong with that. But I liked him a lot. I like what gave him the role. He was the heart and soul of the movie in terms of he had all the depth through it, and as far as the characters are concerned. And it worked for me, and he worked for me. I was shocked, and it was probably the best part, at least close to it, about the movie. And I never thought I'd say that going into it.
I think he surprised a lot of people with it.
He did. I mean, and his storyline was great. You know, I focused on his daughter, so it gave him a little more humanity. He was a villain, but you know, had his daughter there, and there's that connection that he makes, and it kept them walking a fine line. And,
yeah,
it's
funny how they made Batman seem to be the villain here.
Yeah, no, exactly.
The hero.
That was
another thing I liked.
Which is kind of cool.
They made Batman to be the villain, and you know, actually feel a little bit more identified with the villains, like as nice guys.
Yeah, which is cool. And I mean, don't get me wrong, Batman's in his movie for about 2 minutes, maybe two scenes. Which is cool. The scene with Deadpool was great, and Deadpool. Oh my god, Deadshot.
He's about
to shoot him. Yeah, his daughter gets in the way and helps Batman out. I guess helps her father out too, which is a cool scene. And yeah, the one you see in the trailers, he chases Joker and Harley Quinn in the car, and he ends up saving her in the water because the car goes in the water. She's drowning. He punches her, which is a really cool scene, actually. It was pretty funny. But it's a short taste of what you got, whatever. But it wasn't spectacular. But it was cool to see Batman in there and all that.
Yeah, and there's even a middle scene that he's in the credits.
As Bruce Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Something that DC, you know, never does.
Yeah, you're right. They never do it. They give us an end credit scene or mid-credit scene, I guess. And it was pretty cool. I guess like it tied it into what's coming up with the Justice League.
Yeah, we were worried how it was all going to tie into the universe.
Yeah.
You know, so the fact that they tied it like right after Superman's death, you know, like so it's a continuous movie, you know, like, and then you understand where they're coming from, why they need the Suicide Squad. I thought they set it up very well.
No, it was good. So I like that too. The fact that, because you're right, I wasn't sure people were talking about there's a lot of flashbacks. It's gonna be like before Batman v Superman or what the timeline was. So it was really cool. It happened. They didn't really say how far after, but it's obviously after the fact. Yeah, Superman is dead. Yeah, and that sparks the whole. That's the catalyst for Amanda Waller, who puts his team together of bad guys to fight against anybody who a Superman's caliber who is evil and can do harm and all that.
Yeah, so it even sets up Justice League.
It does. At the
end, it sets up. So Justice League is like a continuation of Suicide Squad.
Yeah, and then the mid-credit scene where Bruce Wayne, he gets the list of the meta-humans, whatever they call them.
Yeah, the meta-humans.
Yeah, from Amanda Waller, and obviously have Aquaman there and the Flash and whatever. So,
which we do get a cool cameo from him.
Yeah, it's true. Flash does make a cameo, of which I did learn after the fact that Zack Snyder directed that scene. Because he had the suit and all that over in London, we was filming Justice League, and he directed that scene with him and Boomerang at the beginning. So it was pretty cool, a little tidbit there. But it was a cool scene. A Flash came in really quick. But it was a real quick scene. You know, again, no pun intended. But it was cool. It's cool to see a Flash. The first time we see the Flash in action for a brief moment that he's there. But that was cool. But you're right. Harley Quinn, Margot Robbie, who I love. I think she had other parts. She's perfectly cast. I thought she was from the beginning, and she did great.
Yeah, she
did great. Yeah, I liked her a lot. She was a lot of the heart and soul was Will Smith. I think she was the fun of the movie. Part of it was her.
Yeah, but see, you would think with a character like Harley Quinn that you would think that all the jokes would be on her. You know, like mm-hmm. all the silly gag reels, whatever. But I think Will Smith has a lot of the comedy.
He does too. He brings a lot of it. Yeah, Will Smith is great. There's no doubt about it.
The sarcastic, like, side jabs, whatever.
And that's a good thing, because there was a lot of good chemistry, not just between Margot Robbie and Will Smith, who were together in Focus. So I think that's why it lends itself to that. But the team itself, with the good chemistry with the team, with even Jai Courtney, who I can't stand, was actually okay in the movie. Wasn't distracting. Wasn't bad. Diablo, like you mentioned, he was a really cool character. And the characters were really good. And that was one of the biggest plus in the movie. is a character.
Except for that that other guy who gets killed at the beginning. They don't even introduce him.
Yeah, which is why he gets killed. But yeah, one of the guys, you seen the trailer, he climbs things. I don't know.
I thought the first 25 minutes when they do the introduction to the mm-hmm. whole Suicide Squad, like that short.
No, that was really great. I thought that was really cool.
That's the best part.
Yeah, that was really, yeah, great story. Yeah, how they introduce everybody.
How they introduce everybody.
Quick backstories.
Right.
Yeah,
they each don't, one. You know, I thought they were, I'm glad they didn't show Batman again, you know, the backstory or whatever.
We didn't get that. But it gives a taste of everybody's story with Deadshot and obviously Harley Quinn and Boomerang and Killer Croc, and who actually I kind of liked. It wasn't as bad as I thought he might be going into it.
He had the potential to go like bad.
Yeah, it would have been real cheesy. It looked terrible. He didn't look bad. He was actually pretty cool, you know, so I liked him a lot. They all came out. The other guy who died, I hardly remember his name, but who cares? You know, he got no intro and explains it because he died. But it was great. Amanda Waller, she's a bitch to say the least. She's probably the most villainous of them all, and it's a lot of cool scenes with her and she's gathering these people. And she even kills off her own, agents not to leave any witnesses when she first gets rescued. I mean, she's brutal. She's really brutal. She did a really good job. And what's his favorite? The main guy, who she gets to lead the team.
Flag.
Yeah, Agent Flag. Yeah,
Rick Flag.
Rick Flag, who we see in, he actually is a really good role in the last season of House of Cards.
Yeah.
He was actually pretty good, too. He held his own, considering that star power that was in front of him. He did a pretty good job, too. And for me, that was the best part. I love that chemistry with the team, cool characters and all that.
And how they kept saying that if he dies, we all die.
Yeah, exactly. It was a really executed role plan, how they all kind of...
Oh, it's a Slipknot. The character is Slipknot.
Yeah, and he ends up dying after like 10 minutes and all that.
Yeah.
Which, whatever, he was a throwaway character. But it affected the scene because it showed, hey, he tried to escape and then literally blew his head off.
Yeah, it's funny, though, how impactful that scene is, even though they didn't even mention him. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, they mentioned everybody but him. Yeah. So I'm looking at IMDb to find out his name. Because I'm like, what the hell was his name? You know, they never even mentioned him.
Yeah.
So, you know, like you see that, you know, if they said if you escape, then that's why that other scene that they say, if you escape, you die.
Yeah.
If you that other scene, you know, because everybody did it.
Yeah, you vex me. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he tried to escape and boom, there goes his head. Everybody's in line after that.
Yeah.
He wasn't fucking around. He's like, yeah, we're going to kill you if you try to escape. That's exactly what happened. So it was an effective scene. That was cool. You don't see deaths like that in these comic book movies. I put my finger and moral of that. And... because even Diablo at the end, he dies and sacrifices himself. And he was a big character. And yeah, he's dead. I don't want to hear this. Oh, he might be. I don't want to hear that crap. He's dead. He died. In terms of how this movie ends up, if he comes back to life later, fine. But right now, he's dead. And that's what we know.
But see, I have a... I mean, I don't want to...
He's not coming back.
I don't want to throw it out there. But because he was fired and the grenade and the whole explosion thing... Yeah. You know,
he creates fire. That doesn't mean he's not fire. They're not gonna bring him back. So they're not gonna go
that
route.
When he became that god at the end, whatever, you know, that thing.
He threw himself out there, but he puts himself in flames. Doesn't mean he becomes flames and disappears. So he's dead and whatever. You got to argue till the cows come home. He's dead for all intents and purposes, and that's something we don't see normally out of these movies. Because he was a big character. They built him up pretty well. He had a really good backstory. He wasn't Slipknot, just some throwaway character. He was legit the whole movie. He's a big part of it. Big focus. His backstory is great, and he got killed off, which is cool. And you don't see that in these kind of movies, you know.
Yeah,
again,
so pointing finger at Marvel, when no one dies.
Yeah, so that was good. Like that was a great part of it and all that. So that was great. David Ayers, who I like as a director lately, of things like End of Watch and Fury, which is a movie most people haven't seen, which I highly recommend. Even End of Watch is very good too. Jake
Gyllenhaal. He did Training Day, didn't he?
No, he didn't do Training Day. He did Sabotage, I think, and all that. But he did a really good job, and I said, but this is now, let's talk about some of the problems here it's a fun way all the way. It's a fun ride. It's got a lot of humor. The action is good. That one action scene with Deadshot was great when he's shooting everybody. It was cool. Harley Quinn's got some action in there. Diablo's got some action in there.
He wrote Training Day.
He wrote Training Day. Okay. He has the writers, right? So that was really well done. There's a lot of good things to like about this movie. If you go into it with lower the expectations. You want to go in and have a good time. That's exactly what you're going to get. And there are some problems with this movie, which we're going to touch on now. Some of the negatives. So, George, what kind of some of the things that you didn't like about the movie?
Well, number one, the villain.
Agreed.
Enchantress. It was okay, but it didn't really... Yeah,
she started trying to be like it could have been a really cool character,
right?
And I thought she was part of the Suicide Squad. I didn't know she wasn't even part of the squad, quote unquote. Right. She was just there.
But I'm just saying, it had a cool character.
It just failed
with that.
Yeah, you're right.
I really didn't care for her.
Right.
I felt more for the Suicide Squad than I did for Enchantress. Yeah. One. Two, her brother. You know, the Enchantress brother, like they made this big villain, whatever, you know, yeah. Like the whole thing at the end.
The waste. Waste. Just, yeah, total waste. Yeah.
So the whole thing, waste.
Yeah.
So I was glad that, because sometimes, and we hate to go here at Marvel, but sometimes they put the villain and the villain is bad, but they still carry them over several movies. You know, like they never kill the villain off or something like that, and then the villain stays different movies.
It happens.
You know, so I was glad that they at least they killed the villain off. So yeah, it's like, they got to come up with something bigger.
It was a throwaway. I mean, it wasn't developed well. The brother was, he looked cool, but just wasted time. Nothing happened with him. And, you know, it became very status quo in the end, you know, big budget kind of thing. And her plan, I didn't understand what she was trying to do. Some machine she was building to bring these monsters or zombies or whatever. I don't know exactly what was going on.
So they were saying something that, at the beginning, you know, like they worshipped gods and now they worship machines. You know, like she threw something out there.
Yeah,
like
I guess
that.
She's mad, but it wasn't fully
and
realized.
They used to worship them. They used to worship
the gods.
Yeah,
because they're like thousands of years old from
right,
my understanding.
So they used to worship the gods. Now they worship machines or something. I mean, they kind of threw it out there.
Yeah, it was weird. And the whole plan was weird. And at the end, again, they kept the focus on the Suicide Squad, which I get, and they should.
And I actually enjoyed that. Right. The focus was on the squad
itself. But they should have had it. But the great villain, this movie would have been elevated to a different level, I thought. And it was missing that, which is fine. Again, it's still fun. At the end of the day, it's just a fun movie. But yeah, that was a big problem. I totally agree. My other thing was the plan. The plot itself, some of the writing was kind of off. Some of the lines are very cheesy and whatever. I forgave it because I was having a good time. I'm okay with it. But the whole, how they come to, like, what, again, my whole thing with the villain and the mission was unclear what they're trying to do early on and they're trying to rescue Amanda Waller and what. It didn't come off great at all. It's very confusing. And again, all the focus is on a Suicide Squad and all that. And even things which we'll get to in a second, which we forgot to mention, shame on us, but the Joker.
And, well, yeah, I was going to bring him up.
Yeah.
Too, that I did not like either.
I like the portrayal of Joker was fine. That he was good. It's hard to judge because he's in the movie for like 15 minutes.
You're more generous than I was. Because, I mean, I enjoyed the Joker, but it just seemed like an over-the-top Heath Ledger or something. You know, like he tried to mimic or something and he didn't make it his own.
I don't think he tried to make it his own. He tried to blend some of his prime. But the problem with the character is with the Joker, because it's a no-win situation. Because, you know, he's been done twice and he's gotten two Academy Awards for the same role. And Mark Hamill, let's not forget, he's fantastic. And the anime series is great. So, like, he's trying to follow greatness. No matter what you do, you're doing 20 Ledger. Now you're trying to be him. It's no win. You do what you got to do with it and just hope that it comes out okay. People will be complaining no matter what. If he did great, like, yeah, but he's not Heath Ledger. He tried to do what Heath Ledger does. And again, it's a single character and it's different variations of him, but how many can you actually do? This Joker's been done to death since the 60s back in Cesar Romero.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, okay, he gave us a little something different. I like this kind of more gangster style too, a little bit of blend of Heath Ledger, a little bit of Jack Nicholson, and I was fine with it. The problem is it wasn't enough for him to really get a good taste of him.
That was another thing. Yeah, when they threw Common in there, which, by the way, when they put Common
Scene in the street joint. Yeah, which is kind of cool scene. I love the fact that in his hand he drew the mouth and he put it over his face when he talked. That was cool. Things like that he does a Joker were cool. But I did hear, and this is what we'll go into this issue in a minute, that and Jared Leto was upset. They had an interview with him because they dumped a lot of his scenes from the movie.
Oh, okay. You know?
And I remember some of the scenes that we even saw in the trailer weren't in the movie. I think one of blowing up a grenade and his other one he's shooting, he's laughing. A bunch of scenes like that, and he says he got cut and he's like, don't ask me, I wasn't in the movie. And he makes some real kind of snide comments about him, about why he wasn't as much.
Well, they said that, I read something else, that there were two cuts of the movie.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a second, which when we get to the big problems with the movie. But that's a lot of things. And the thing with the joke I liked as much, he was unnecessary. He didn't add anything to the story. He was a good backstory for Harley Quinn, and I liked them together, it was cool. But that could have been better served like in her standalone movie or give some quick snippets of the Joker about her past. But in the end, as far as the main plot.
Do you think it was why the movie suffered a little bit? Because it might have been a longer cut, like 2 hours, and then they try to cut it?
I think, we'll get to about 2 minutes. Yes, there's a huge problem with the editing and the movie itself. And there's DC that does it again, Warner Bros. Anyway. But yeah, Joker, and this is a big problem with Joker, it didn't feel like he was part of who was just there, scenery.
Yeah, it was kind of, yeah.
He lent nothing to the story, except at the end when he breaks out of jail, but they could have just brought him at the very end and said, and introduced to Joker and then set up for the next movie. Oh shit, Joker came out? Awesome.
Yeah, like it might have been.
Or a couple flashbacks with her where she became quote unquote Harley Quinn.
Right, yeah, it kind of felt like you said, either that they either edited way too much of his scenes, so it kind of felt like a cheap cameo. Or like a sprinkled,
yeah, you know,
like
about, a sprinkled, yeah,
cameo.
And it was cool
there
to see, but it was, it didn't, you could, if it's not in the movie at all, the movie would have been basically the same.
Like I think it might have been a better, how do you call it, a success or like a better impact, had like coming out at the end.
Exactly, he would have come out. He comes out at the end
when they
all win,
and when they showed the thing at the back that says the Joker on the guard when he's wearing the guard uniform that says Joker, and he blows her up, and
boom,
I'm here for you, I'm here for you, baby.
Exactly, and then break out. She could have mentioned him a little bit, and just do a quick flashback scene with him, and then pop him in the end.
Even when they show the text, like when it says I'm coming for you.
Exactly, yes.
I mean, sometimes that says enough.
You're teasing at the Joker, and get him excited.
You're teasing, oh shit, he's coming. You're like, oh my god, coming and again, yeah, all of a sudden, boom, and hey, here I am.
And at the end of the movie, that would have happened, people would have lost their shit. Oh shit, Joe, and that would have been the most talked about scene in a long time. People say, oh, yeah, Joker, yeah, and then boom, and then also now you set up the next Batman, you set up the next Harley Quinn, she's getting her own movie, beautiful. But again, we don't know what the intention was, and then George alluded to it. This is where we all learn after the fact, I guess.
Yeah,
the whole aftermath. Apparently, Batman v Superman is, we can't stop talking about this movie, good or bad. Here come things resurface again. Obviously, we know Warner Bros. Had fired or rearranged their structure and all this crap. And then now they're listening to the fans and they want things to be a little more fun, as opposed to the kind of the darkness that we get in Man of Steel, that we get in Batman v Superman. And his movie, from what I understand, David Ayers was directing, it was a very dark toned film, which makes sense because it's a bunch of bad guys. That's the way it was. I'm sure there was still some humor in there, but it's just probably a darker film. They panicked. I'm like, well, okay, hold up a second. And the difference is that this movie was already being made, already being filmed, probably completed filming, and they went back all those reshoots that we heard about a few months ago.
Yeah.
And I don't mind if they changed the tone. I get it, fine. We saw the trailer for Justice League, and the tone has changed. It seems like it's funnier, and I like that. Wonder Woman seemed like a good balance of action and fun. But those movies haven't been completed yet. So they can change the tone of those movies, and nothing happens. You get a movie that's been finished and then go back and try to change it, it becomes a mess.
Yeah.
And this is what happened with this movie. Yeah, there were two cuts that they, David Ayers, that had his cut. They got some other director with those trailers, and he cut them the different version of this movie, injecting some of the new footage that they did on the reshoots. And they did a test screening, I think South Carolina or something, to see what the audiences would like best. They kind of danced around the issue, but they didn't really say who they liked best, but the studios chose the version we see now in the theaters because it had more quote-unquote fun to it. But again, they interjected, and you can tell because the editing in the movie, it's much about Batman v Superman, especially in the first hour, it's all over the place. Jarring, quick cuts, things don't seem to flow very well. You can tell things were being, you can smell the studios and interference. You can just reeks of it. Even the music, which I liked, which is really cool.
The soundtrack's actually very cool.
Very cool. But it was sometimes a bit much. People complain that it's like 50 songs in 2 minutes. And I get it. Yes, fine. And it just, it seemed like the studio was just throwing music in there to create tone.
Guardians
of the Galaxy and just to put it in there. I don't think that was an original intention to have all that music in there. Because even the trailer, the very first trailer was based off Derry Dare's cut back in Comic-Con like last year. Other trailers started putting in the Queen song and Blitzkrieg Pop and whatever. And I mean, okay, here's that tone. Hey, it's a different movie, guys. Hey, listen to our fans. Listen, it's a studio. I don't get it. Why listen to your fans to begin with? If you tell me you're making Batman vs Superman, you're making Justice League, guess what? Fun or not, the fans are going to watch your movie. They are. It's because it's not funny. They're not going to go buy tickets. Of course they're going to buy tickets. You put the product out, they're going to watch it. If they don't like it, so be it. But don't try to cater to the fans because it's exactly what happens. This could have been a really great movie.
Oh, no, and I think it suffered because of it.
Exactly. You know, the cuts were off. The writing was off.
That's why I think we talked about it earlier. Mm-hmm. Like even us. You know, we talked about how the first 25 minutes is a different movie altogether.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the quick cuts, the editing, the thing, the music.
Even the graphics that they use.
The graphics that they use. Yeah.
I don't think that was David Ayers' intention to begin with. That was a studio thing.
Even when they had the, because we saw it in 3D. I thought it was cool. They had the whole intro with Suicide Squad intro.
I
thought that was kind of cool.
No, it's cool. And I get it.
It just felt like we were telling you. It felt like two different movies.
Yeah, it was weird.
It was like the first 25 minutes, it looked like completely different. Then just got comfortable, and it was like, every other, you know, stereotype. Oh, like, this guy's gonna die. This one is gonna do this. And,
yeah.
And it was nothing new.
Yeah. Like I said, it was cool. And no matter, I know we're really ragging on it right now.
Yeah. Don't get us wrong. It was a fun movie. Yeah. It was entertaining.
You can have a movie that's eh, but it's fun. You know, Batman v Superman wasn't fun. I enjoyed it. It's a better film, but the rewatchability of one it makes a big difference when it's a movie's fun, it's entertaining. You can sit down, like, all right, let me chill out for a couple hours, watch this stupid movie.
See, and that's what I thought this one did right. You know, like, they actually got the chemistry between the Suicide Squad. You know, like
that really worked.
You know, like you could see how everybody was kind of why they had joined, why they were there, why they, you know, the squad itself. Like,
no,
you,
agree,
you
know,
and with Batman v Superman, like they had problems all over the place.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like you didn't really quite understand until the extended version why Superman had those. You know, why was he investigating or why was he doing all those things?
Which are important scenes. And I'm curious to see what this original cut is. I hope they release some Blu-ray and all that.
Yeah, maybe they might.
You know, I'd love to see that the scenes with the Joker, because obviously I understand he's very much darker. And I'd love to have seen that, because like what you talked about, getting a better understanding of the performance and who the character is, but giving us more scenes. Because you give us quick cut scenes, you don't get a good gauge of who the Joker is. You get a quick snippet. Oh, he sounds like he's Ledger. Okay, I'm done.
Exactly.
Give us the whole taste. Give us the whole meal. And it's like, okay, what do we look? Oh, very cool. I liked it or not. So, again, so that's a big problem with the movie. Fucking Warner Brothers, get your act together. I swear to God, it's frustrating because they might not keep this up. We'll see how, because I think Wonder Woman will be the first movie where.
Yeah, where you actually get to see
what's going on with it.
Because
Suicide Squad was already in the works and they decided to change it. So the plan was not, the original plan with the movie got was not what's planned initially. Wonder Woman, Justice League, that's being planned out. So what we get should be a clean version, hopefully. And I don't want to see any more of these directors cut. Give us one damn movie and let's just watch the one we're supposed to watch.
Yeah, and then you know, now you get to actually get to see, because now you have two movies that influence a third.
Oh my God, it's
you know, because now you got the reviews or results of Batman v Superman plus the reviews of Suicide Squad. Like, okay, how's it going to impact Wonder Woman? You know, like, are they going to be reshoots? Are they going to have like all this other stuff?
I don't think so. I think the Suicide Squad was a direct result of what happened Batman v Superman. Wonder Woman's been filmed and shot with the intention already in mind. They want things light and all that. And the trailer indicates that. So hopefully you don't get that issues again. If it happens a third time, these people are screwed right now. But let's see what happens. I guess I'm going to come down to Justice League anyway. And Wonder Woman isn't as great as a movie. Justice League will be the one that push it over the edge with not.
Right.
Even Marvel struggled early on. I think it's funny. One of the comments I read on one of my reviews, someone was mentioning how it's a lot of flack on DC, what they're producing lately. And Marvel was the same way early on. If people look at it now, though, they're great, but... The Iron Man 1 was just fantastic, no doubt. But Iron Man 2...
Thor
was... Hulk... So, you know, before the Avengers came out, so they struggled just the same making... They weren't just turning them out great movies all a single time. And they still don't, but they make great movies now. People forget there's a lot of struggles early on in terms of the quality of film. They were good movies. They weren't bad, but they weren't like... And people, I even forget Hulk was even a movie from Marvel. I don't even remember that anymore. If people forget about the Ed Norton version, they remember that one. The first doesn't count. That wasn't part of the Marvel universe.
No, you know? but there was the Ed Norton version, like saying
Green Lantern, but that doesn't count for DC.
Yeah, there was an Ed Norton version,
but
too.
But then, which I totally forget about.
And how he disappeared, and then they put Mark Ruffalo in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Ed Norton wanted to do this, and then you know he wanted to go into the Avengers,
and then they had issues, creative issues,
where the character's going to go.
But it is what it was. But, you know, at the end of the day,
I mean, they had their problems too,
and I hope DC. I'm rooting for DC we're going to talk about this whole DC versus Marvel thing. We'll get into it on the next podcast. I think it's ridiculous, and what's going on with the whole thing of Fandango, around Tomatoes, and this is something with the banning of them, whatever. It's ridiculous. It's fun. It's a good conversation. We'll get into that next episode. But as far as bring it back on the Suicide Squad, guys, if you're a superhero or comic book movie fan, whatever the case is, I think you're going to enjoy this movie. I did. It's not great. Don't get twisted. We're saying it's a fantastic film here.
Yeah, no.
It's a fun movie to go watch.
It's entertaining. If you want to go see it in the movie theaters, you know, you got nothing better to do.
I think it's worth it.
Yeah,
honestly,
it's worth it.
I recommended it on my review. So go watch it. You're going to enjoy it.
I would not, you know, spend the extra money on 3D or anything like that.
Ever.
You know, it's not worth it. You know, even for this movie, it's not worth it. You still get the goodness of it. With the regular
it's fine. Most movies are better off with that. Every movie is better off for 3D. So maybe for Avatar was the only one I can remember making a big. And Hugo. I stand corrected. But either way. But George, check it out. Comments, let us know what you guys thought about it and all that. I think this movie's tracking to do about 120, 100.
Yeah, it's surprising.
Which is, for them, a great number. Mm-hmm. The key is whether it has the sea legs to maintain, because I think Batman Superman drop over 60%.
Yeah, it was not good. Over 60%.
If this can drop at 50%, then have a success in their hands and make money and all that. So I think that's what it's about for them anyway. But I'd love to see, hopefully, this, that what this day really was, gave us the Suicide Squad is the best part, bar none, about this movie and the characters themselves. And I hope they have to make another one and make it better with these same characters. I'm all for seeing Will Smith. I know that I say this in my life. I'm all for seeing Will Smith again in this movie. Well,
I think that they, in the ending, the credit scene, you know, he says, we'll take him down for you. So it's a possibility that they might show up.
Yeah, I think they show up. And I think even just looking ahead,
they might show up with, Suicide Squad.
I think they will. I think they're using some of these villains in future movies. And I know, if we understand that the next Batman's going to take place, majority of it in Arkham Asylum. So you might see some of these same folk in there, trapped in there. I keep saying Deadpool for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Deadshot. Harley Quinn's getting her movie, but maybe we'll see more Joker. I want to see Jared Leto's full performance, see what he does. I liked what he saw. I think it wasn't blown away because I didn't see enough of him.
Right.
But the potential is there. But yeah, that's all we got. So let us know what you guys thought of the movie. I'd love to hear your comments and all that on YouTube, on iTunes.
Yeah, on iTunes and Podbeam, Pocket Cast, Google Play Music and anywhere else where you guys can listen to it.
Exactly. We'd love to hear feedback. And it's kind of an interesting week for me because, I touched base on it earlier with making a joke about thousands of people with similar review. And I'm not kidding. There was literally my highest review that I've ever done by
You got about almost 11,000. Yeah,
11,000 views. I'm super humble. I never thought I could ever reach that amount. Blown away. And I think I gained like 40 subscribers in 4 days, which it took me a while to get to 100 to begin with. So that's awesome. So it's really cool. So I'm really happy about that. This movie obviously has a lot of interest in that, just a microcosm of what people are expecting and people want to see this movie for whatever one reason or another. They want to know if it's bad or if it's good, whatever it is. There's a lot of controversy and it's DC, and that's, I guess, par for the course for them. But it's great. So I appreciate all you subscribers out there. Anybody who hasn't subscribed, I put reviews almost every week, the best reviews in the business. I'll stand by it. Subscribe and catch them weekly. We got Sausage Party coming up in a couple of days, so I'm kind of interested in seeing that. So
yeah,
keeping with the adult and dark theme of these movies. So George, you got anything before we leave?
Yeah, I was just gonna tell the listeners out there, to make sure you guys catch our weekly show. Where we've been doing in the middle of we did the best show, best comedy of all time. Now we're about to release the dramas.
That's true. Best dramas
of all time. If you guys
television
have,
dramas.
Yeah, television dramas. Yeah, television dramas.
So no, there'll be no Saved by the Bell talk in that one.
No. No Saved by the Bell. But make sure you guys catch The Foreign Corner. The show where I've been doing The Foreign Corner. I'm going to be dropping an episode this week. We're at, four. And then, I got a couple in the, in the can, wherever. We're just recording a couple. So we're just going to be releasing them, a little bit more. Again, I'm humbled about the feedback I've been getting from it, that a lot of people seem to favor those movies and, that they told me to keep coming. So, I appreciate all that. And, make sure you guys check out, the Man Beast on his girlslife.com.
Girlslife.com.
Yeah, right. Girlslife.com. That's GIRLZLYFE.com. Hopefully we'll be getting him back on at the studios. And if you don't got anything else, man.
No, we're good. Episode 24.
24.
We'll get that recorded out to you guys. We're excited about that. And we are in preparation. I've spoken to a couple of the ladies. I talked to another one last night who is interested in our next ladies' night event.
Nice.
So I'm looking at mid-September for that. So
awesome.
We should be great. So that's all we got, guys. Hope you enjoy them. Hope you guys enjoy the movie. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Yep. Bye.